This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Thank you. just trying to figure this all out. So let's see what happens here now.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at RebeccasHerbs.com.
Did you hear the news? KGNU's annual bluegrass benefit, the Charles Sawtelle Memorial Mountain Jam, returns to Gold Hill on Sunday, July 24th. The lineup includes three Colorado Bluegrass Roots music bands, Jake Legg, Greg Shockett and Little America, and the Megan Burt Band. The event includes homemade Colorado-style barbecue by Rat's Wood Shack Barbecue and cold beverages. Food and beverages are not included in the ticket price. Tickets to the Charles are $35 for KGNU members, $40 for non-members, when purchased in advance, and $5 more on the day of the show. Get your tickets now at kgnu.org.
Be there, be square. Wow, I think I figured it out. Maybe all I had to do was turn on the microphone. If you can hear me, this is the Roots of Jazz show on the third Thursday, where we give Jack Rummel a night off, and we play some of the Roots of Jazz in all of its myriad configurations. Tonight's going to be a little different. I'm going to play an entire record album that comes to us from the Tipitina's Record Club. After side one, I'll play a little interview, and we'll get back to side two. This is the great Danny Barker with a solo performance of him. And the first cut is one of his signature events called Ham and Eggs, right here on KGNU. By the way, it is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Don't you hear that alarm clock? Get on out of that bed and wash your simple head. Can't you hear that alarm clock? I said, get out of that bed and get prepared to go to work. If I only had a dollar, buy some ham and eggs. I haven't had a square meal for many, many days. I can hear my stomach growling, but there's nothing I can do. Pray to the Lord, dear people, that it will never happen to you. Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs. Can't you hear me calling you? Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Can't you hear? Could find a dollar, I'd buy some ham and eggs. I'd just as soon as settle for a big fat chicken leg. They say there's no depression and there's a lot of work to do. Pray to the Lord, dear people, it will never happen to you. Ham and eggs. Can't you hear me calling you? Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Can't you hear me calling you? Ham and eggs.
I'm going to do this tune. Recorded by Johnny Mercer and Nat King Cole quite a few years back. It's entitled Save the Bones for Henry Jones, because Henry doesn't eat no meat. Tonight I'm gonna give a supper. We'll eat some food that's rare. And at the head of the table, I'm gonna place Brother Henry's chair.
I'm gonna invite all the local big dogs. We gonna laugh, we gonna talk, we gonna eat. Then I'm gonna rake up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. Today I'm going to the market, the French market, that's a large market. I'm gonna buy a whole lot of fish, old fish. That will thrill Brother Henry, because fish is his special dish. I'm gonna get a large can of molasses, so Henry will have something nice and sweet to eat, something southern. Then I'm gonna scoop up the bone for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. Henry's not a drinker, he's not a boozer like me. He rarely takes a nip. Henry never needs a napkin, because the things that Henry eats don't drip. One day we had a banquet. It really was a bake. We started off eating short ribs of beef. Then we finished up eating steak. But after the feast was over, Brother Henry just sat down like a gentleman and kept his seat. Then I scooped up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's a fruit man. Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's an egg man. Henry doesn't eat no meat. He's a vegetarian. Henry doesn't eat no meat. He loves the gristle. Henry doesn't eat no meat. Ba 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 ba. Saturday morning, the sun was shining fine. The lady love of old Bill Bailey was hanging clothes on a line in her backyard, and she was weeping hard. Now she wasn't mad at being old brakeman, a railroad man, Bill Bailey, and Bill Bailey was slowly putting her down, dropping her like a hot potato. She was screaming and hooting and howling with all the big mouth neighbors standing around. And to this crowd, she screamed out loud. Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home, darling? I'm crying all night long. I'll do the cooking, Billy. Said I'll pay the rent and the mortgage, the hard part, because I love you so strong, yeah. Remember that rainy storm evening during the hurricane when I kicked you in the back of your lap? You had nothing, Billy, but a fine tooth comb. I realize it's not enough to blame for disgracing and scandalizing your name. Bill Bailey, won't you please come home? That's the way they sing it in the ghetto. Won't you come on home, William? Your lady's blowing a top. She's consuming a large amount of rough alcohol, wild turkey whiskey chasing with reefers. She's sitting in the gin mills daily, in the basements, in them gin joints all night. It's a low-down shame the way your old lady's carrying on. Have mercy. Remember that stormy evening during the hurricane when she kicked you in the back of your lap? You had nothing but a fine-tooth comb. Now she realizes she's to blame for disgracing and scandalizing your name. Bill Bailey, won't you please come on home? Dear live in my alley. Bill Billy, won't you please come on home? This is a song I wrote to make audition for Columbia Records in 1960, one of the years. I thought I'd cover about four or five elements of American music, that is, music styles. And this time I thought I'd jump over into country and western music and the hillbilly and Appalachian sort of thing. And I composed a song, I'm a cowboy, a poor lonesome cowboy, just lost his horse. I'm a cowboy, a poor cowboy, 'cause I ain't got new horse to ride. I'm a lost boy out in these high weeds since my pin to pony. So sad, standing on the ground. I've spent all my life in a saddle. I have lost the best pal I had. You couldn't beat us rounding up cattle and those wild Mustang ponies. I'm a cowboy out in this prairie, 'cause I ain't got new horse to ride. I'm a lost boy, cowboy, but I know pony since my fool. I've spent all my whole life sitting upon a saddle. I have lost the best little pal I had. You couldn't beat us rounding up cattle and those wild Mustang ponies. I'm a cowboy, a poor cowboy. I'm a lost boy out in these high weeds since my pin to pony has died. Tell you the story. One of my favorite songs related to you. I love to sing this song because I think it's humorous. I saw many men get mixed up with these type of girls, especially girls like the girl from Savannah, Georgia, that they call Hard-Hearted Hannah. It's a humorous story, and I love to relate it. I'll give you my version of it. They call her Hard-Hearted Hannah. Big plump girl from Savannah, the meanest gal in that old southern town. You can talk about your cold-hearted mama. This girl was cooler than a polar bear's pajamas. She'll kiss you, she'll thrill you, she'll torture you, then she'll kill you. That's what everybody in Savannah, Georgia says, and they talk a lot around there. Saw Hannah at the seashore, she had a great big pan. She was pouring hot scarlet boiling water mixed up with rock salt, red Mexican pepper, vinegar, on a one-leg drowning man. They call a hard-hearted Hannah the Vamp of Savannah, G.A. Once again, they call a hard-hearted Hannah. She was a big, fine chick from Savannah. That's what everybody says. You can talk about your cold-hearted mama. This girl was colder than a polar bear's pajamas. In the wintertime, she'll kiss you, she'll thrill you, she'll torture you, then she'll kill you. That's what everybody in Savannah, Georgia says. An evening spent with Hannah, sitting up on your knees, is like running around the North Pole without no BVD. They call a hard-hearted Hannah the Vamp of Savannah, G.A. This is a song I'm gonna do for you. It was very popular a few years back. I love it. Most people like it because it's a wonderful statement. I'll do it for you now. Maybe I'm right and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm weak and maybe I'm strong. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I will win and maybe I'll lose. Most times I'll lose. Maybe I'm in for crying a whole lot of blues. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I knew at a glance the terrible drastic chances I was taking on a child. Right from the start, the kind of a heart that was breaking. Maybe I'll live a life of regret. Maybe I'll give up much more than I get. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Oh, maybe I'm right and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm weak and maybe I'm strong. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Maybe I will win, most times I lose. Maybe I'm in for crying a whole lot of blues. But nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Somehow I knew at a glance the terrible chances I was taking. Right from the start, the kind of a heart that was breaking. Maybe I will live a life of regret. Maybe I'll give up much more than I get. Oh, but nevertheless, I'm in love with you. Baby, baby, baby.
It is 8:24. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Joanne. It's the Roots of Jazz show, and we're playing a whole record of Danny Barker called Save the Bones from the Tipitina's Record Company. And I have an interview queued up, and I apologize in advance for the sound. I apologize for my voice. When you're just sitting here, your voice goes crazy. And at the middle of it, we'll start talking about another record that is not this one, but equally as cool. So I hope you'll bear with me and listen to this interview. I want to tell you just briefly about Danny Barker and why he's so important to me. Daniel Moses Barker, born January 13th, 1909, died March 13th, 1994, an American jazz musician, vocalist, and author from New Orleans. He was a rhythm guitarist for Cab Calloway, Lucky Millinder, Benny Carter during the 30s. He also played with Jelly Roll Morton, Baby Dodds, James Johnson, Sidney Bechet, Mez Mezro, Red Allen. He was married to the great Blue Lou Barker, and a real pivotal and important musical figure in New Orleans traditional jazz and ergo American jazz. So let's listen to this interview. And again, I apologize for the quality. I don't know if I was doing it in the bathroom or what, but it's pretty lousy, but you'll get the point. This is with Ben Elman from the Tipitinas and Galactic.
My guest today is Ben Elman with the Tipitinas Record Club, and that's exactly what we want to talk about. I've been listening to WWOZ, and then another friend of mine from the New Orleans Musicians Clinic said, "Hey, have you heard about this Tipitinas Record Club thing?" And I said, "No, what is it?" And she said, "Oh, you have to join." So tell us what it is, Ben.
It's a vinyl subscription service. So you sign up and you get a piece of vinyl every other month. So for a year, you will get 6 pieces of vinyl that are curated by our team over here, the Tipitinas, myself mostly, and Robert Mercurio from Galactic. The music is all basically Gulf South music, New Orleans-based music, and it's a lot of rarities, a lot of previously unheard material. So there's some reissue stuff, but it's... of albums that are hard to find, but there's also like Live at Tipitinas things that have never been heard and archival stuff that has never been on vinyl or put out at all. So yeah, it's a lot of like rare stuff and hard to find stuff based around like New Orleans music, New Orleans musicians, Gulf South music.
And I want to just back up for the, in case somebody doesn't know what Tipitinas is, can you give us a little short history of this amazing club in New Orleans called Tipitinas?
Yeah, Tipitinas opened in 1977. It opened up as sort of a venue for a place to showcase primarily the music of Professor Longhair, who was around and playing at the time. And it's just become, you know, one of the premier venues of New Orleans since the 70s. It's a spot. It was the Neville Brothers' home. It was the Meters home. It was Professor Longhair's home. It was James Booker's home. So it was the Radiators, and now Trombone Shorty, Galactic. There's just like the history of this club and the music of New Orleans is intertwined, sort of a shrine to music past and music future. And it's just an incredible music venue in New Orleans with a really, really rich history.
It is a really pivotal piece of New Orleans culture, in particular, obviously music, but so much more. And it's very exciting to know about this record club, which the funds then fund the club as a whole or the foundation, because there is a foundation attached to Tipitinas.
Well, there's a donor fund. There used to be a foundation a couple of years ago, myself and my band Galactic, we were able to purchase the club. And at the time, the foundation wasn't really part of it. So the foundation has been dissolved and we started our own donor fund, essentially. So the Tipitinas Foundation is really no longer, but we have another philanthropic organization. And the record club was started during the pandemic as a way for us to get by. I mean, you know, we were a band who basically bought a music venue. And so our businesses relied on gathering lots of people. So it was really bad time for us as a group of musicians to purchase a music club. So we were just trying to get scrappy. And this is one of the things that we came up with. And in the process of trying to find material to put out, you know, we have some archives that came with the purchase of the club, but we've also been digging in some private collections and other things. So we've had some access to some material that is historically really important and amazing. For instance, our first release was Professor Longhair, recording of playing in his house. That has never been released, never heard whatsoever.
You know, wow, so that's awesome. And let's talk about the latest one, because that's what I've been hearing. And when I first heard it, I was like, what? How can this be? So tell us about this latest one.
The one that's currently mailing, the Dirty Dozen?
Yes.
It's a recording from the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, one of the greatest brass bands out of the city of New Orleans, if you're unfamiliar with them. They've been around since the early 80s, and this is a 1985 recording of them playing a show in New Orleans that Dizzy Gillespie came and played the whole set with them. And Dizzy Gillespie was a big fan of New Orleans music, obviously, and he loved the Dirty Dozen. And even later, after this recording, he ended up guesting on one of their records. This is before that, but this is a whole set that basically Dizzy Gillespie played with the Dirty Dozen, and it's never been released. The band didn't even know there was a recording of it. It was just one night that happened to be captured, and we were lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time and found a recording of it. Like I said, it's historical. You know, it goes back to this thing that we've been very fortunate in our first year, and I think we have a lot of stuff queued up too for the future that I consider very important records like this.
Super cool. So now we want to tell our folks how they can participate in the Tipitina Record Club.
You could go to tipitinasrecordclub.com, or you could just Google Tipitinas and there's links you could find to the record club. The way we're set up is you can either buy one record or you could subscribe more reasonable rate to a year-long subscription plan where you get one every other month. You can either pick one or a year. Right now, it's sort of like you can really only get the album that is currently in rotation, you know, unless you come down to actual Tipitinas. That's the only place you can buy past volumes, past releases, is at the club. So it's a little bit like I describe as like a omakase if you go eat at a Japanese restaurant, like a trust me type thing where you go to a sushi restaurant and you say, whatever you think, chef, you know. So these releases, it's not really like going to a record store and shopping. It's more like, take this journey with us, take this ride, trust us. You're going to enjoy this music. Some people you might've heard of and some people maybe you haven't, but it's all very much in this world of amazing New Orleans R&B and Zydeco, Cajun and Gulf South music.
Well, I can attest. It is really a wonderful thing. And thank you so much for doing that. And it was a stroke of genius in troubled times for clubs, certainly, and musicians and the rest of it. Really a smart way to keep some funds coming, but to make this, you know, I cannot wait to hear that Professor Longhair and James Booker and all the rest of it. So thank you for keeping it alive. And for any of our listeners out there who love New Orleans music, and of course we know there are lots of you, but more to the point, like you mentioned, Ben, the genesis of modern R&B and rock and roll and all the, and of course jazz as we know it today is an American music form. Like Ernie Cato said, I don't know, but I think it all came from New Orleans. So it's very true. And I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us here on KGNU. Just yet another reason for folks to come visit New Orleans, right? To stop by Tipitina's, get a taste of history, and pick up some rare vinyl.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, well, appreciate you giving us the time to.
All right, but thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Oh, well, it was semi-listenable. And let's get back to the music now. This is the second half of Danny Barker, Save the Bones, only on KGNU along the Front Range here. We're playing some guitar music for you with the great Danny Barker. You got the right key, but the wrong keyhole.
I had a little girl. She was beautiful. She was sweet and so neat. We were hitting and missing couple of seasons, that's a couple of years. And one day she told me, she said emphatically, she got right to the point. She said, you know, I'm tired of this hitting and missing. I don't see you. And you come around again like you was here yesterday, but it's been months since you come around. I think you better make some better arrangements. Because I'm tired of this foolishness. I saw you kidding, baby. She said, no, I'm not kidding. So I paid another visit and I put the key in the lock on the door. And I heard these words. The little girl said, you've got the right key, but the wrong keyhole. I tried to get along with you, but I couldn't. Save my soul. Yesterday I went down to the hardware store and I bought two ear locks, put one on the front, one on my back, doing five on the windows. She said, I've got a new man who's so nice and sweeter than you. He loves me so better than you used to do. So take my advice and get away from the front of my door, because your key don't fit in my lock no more. You got the right key, but you're finagling around the wrong keyhole. I said, sure enough, baby,
Listen again. She repeated. She said, you've got the right key, but the wrong keyhole. Couldn't get along with you to save my soul. Had a bad understanding. Yesterday I went down to the hardware store, big one, and I bought a whole lot of earlocks and put on the front of my back door and on all the windows. I've got another man, she said, who's so better than you. He loves me so much better than you used to do. So take my advice and get away from in front of my door, because your little old key don't fit in my lock no more. You've got the right key, but you're finagling around the wrong keyhole. It was down in old Joe's barroom, corner by the square, where the winos hang out at. The drinks went around as usual, 'cause a goodly crowd was standing there. Off in a quiet dark corner, with his eyes bloodshot and red just like mine, sat this wise and slick old time ancient gambler. And these are the words that the old man said. He said, I just come from up at the St. James Infirmary. Saw my poor baby laying there. Them slick doctors and them double-breasted nurses had her stretched out on a long white table. She was so cool, she was so pale, she was so fair laying there. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, up there or down below with the devil, she can look this cruel, cold, wide, wide, wide world over. But she'll never find another good providing sort of type of man like me again. When I die, I want you to dress me in straight lace shoes, put my shoes on, because I may have to run from the devil. I want a box back coat and a Stetson hat. Put my hat on, because the cinders in the fire will be falling. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so all my phony whiskey head, reefer head friends will not pass the way standing pat. Have mercy. I want 16 snow white horses, no mules, no ponies, no jackasses, all horses. 16 chorus girls from the Apollo Theater to sing and dance me a song. Put a jazz band on the top of my casket to blow the Memphis blues as they slowly stroll along. I went down to the St. James Infirmary the second time, because I didn't believe what I saw the first time. Have mercy. And sure enough, my poor dead baby was still laying there with a sheet over her head. She looked like a gown man. I raised up the sheet and I said, darling, won't you say some nice kind words of consolation to me? She opened up one eye and said, get the hell away from here. Can't you see I'm trying to pass away? I said, forgive me, darling. Now that you have heard my story, Mr. Bartender, will you kindly pass me that bottle of Wild Turkey whiskey, because I'm a chronic alcoholic. And if anyone should ask you what's my problem, you just tell them I've got those St. James in Farm Erie Blue. Wrote this song in 1955 for a great blues singer named Wynonna Harris. Met him, he said, "Danny, I'm in town here in the big city. I'm gonna do some record. I need some tunes. You got one? Got a couple? I'll do them for you." I said, "I'll see what I can do." So I wrote this song. It's a blues song. It's the type of song that was prevalent, very popular, the black sections, the populations of America. They put the message over, recorded by such great artists as Mamie Smith, Bessie Smith, Clara Smith, Ma Rainey, Lulu Barker, Sarah Martin, Chippy Hill, dozens of great blues singers. They portray these songs wonderful to the audience who gets the message. The name of the song is "You've Got to Get Yourself a Job, Girl." You've got to get yourself a job, girl. Some kind of work to do. You've got to get yourself a job, girl. Some kind of work to do. Because a fine little woman around the corner is making it awful rough for you. I got your job in the pie factory where everything's good to eat. You quit, you said the routine bored you and you couldn't stand the heat. I got your job cutting potatoes, sack right at your feet. You said you saw too many potatoes, you wanted to see some meat. You got to get yourself a job, girl. Some kind of work you do. Because there's a fine little woman around the corner, she's making it awful rough for you. My friend, the butcher, hired you. The hours were short and sweet. You let all the men folks jive you, and you gave away all the meat. I paid for you a course at the beauty parlor where you could learn to fry some hair. You said all the teachers taught you was how to curse and swear. You've got to get yourself a job, girl. Work to do. Yeah, because there's a fine little woman around the corner is making it awful rough for you. This is a famous, renowned cabaret song. Drifters, troubadours, worked the clubs that could always get an attention when they sang this song. The name of this one is "Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out." Once I lived the life of a millionaire, spending my money like a fool, did not care. Sure, and a lot of people a jolly good time. wine, bootleg whiskey, champagne wine. Now you can see I fell down so low. Haven't got a penny, no place to go. If I ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna squeeze that eagle till that eagle grins. Went to my sister's house, knocked on her door. She looked out the window and she saw me standing in the snow. I said, sis, could you spare your poor brother a few slices of bread? She said, you better get away from here. I'll throw one of these chairs at your head. I went to my brother's house, knocked on his door. Big mouth wife saw me standing in 3 feet of snow. I said, sis-in-law, could you spare your brother a piece of bread? She said, get away from here. Out there talking all out your head. Get away from here. If I ever get my hand on a dollar again, you can bet old Danny won't be the same. Because if I ever get my hand on a dollar again, I'm gonna squeeze that eagle till that eagle grins. When you're smiling, keep on smiling. Will smile with you. When you're laughing, ha 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 ha, keep on laughing. And the sun will come shining through. But when you're crying, you're gonna bring on the rain. Stop your crying and be happy again. When you're smiling, keep on smiling, and the whole world will smile with you. Like I said before, when you're smiling, keep on smiling, and the whole world will smile with you. When you're laughing, have mercy, keep on laughing, and the sun will come shining through. But when you're crying and screaming and moaning and groaning, you're gonna bring on the rain. Stop your crying and be happy again.
Tu mon charme, mon cuir dans ton cuisine, mon manger bien, mon boire du vin, mon laissez-vous tranquille. Et là-bas, chérie, comment ça va? Now we will go down to the Caribbean, down in the Virgin Islands. Damarara, St. Kitts, and the islands. All day, all night, there ain't All the little birds love to fly around the head of Marianne, because they love to see the beautiful Marianne while she's flopped down in the sand. Oh, I love my Marianne, I love my Marianne. My Marianne, she don't love me. That's the mystery, she took my bankroll while I was sleeping from under my pillow and cut out with a Portuguese. Never trust your woman with a Portuguese. Never, under no conditions. All day, all night, Marianne. Down by the ocean, swimming in the sand. Oh, I love my Marianne, I love my Marianne. But the girl, she deceived me. That's why you can see that I'm a man looking over the ocean all disappointed. Maybe she come back. All day, all night, Marianne. Down by the ocean, sitting in the sand. Now we will go home to my ancestry. Many, many years ago, we go to Nigeria, the rainforest of Nigeria. I will sing this for you in Swahili. Raka raka, kuna shamama, conk ain't got no bone. Raka raka, kuna shamama, conk ain't got no bone. Raka raka, kuna shamama, conk ain't got no bone. Back in America. Ilaba, ilaba.
Oh, I love me some Danny Barker. So that was an hour of Danny Barker. From courtesy of the Tipitina Records Club. If you're interested in that, I recommend checking it out. Tipitina Record Club. And the next one out is an Etta James release, which ought to be good. Also, if you're interested in Danny Barker at all, do Google him and listen to his music online. And if you like it, there's a Danny Barker Festival every year in New Orleans in January, put on by the great Detroit Brooks, and all the local musicians come and play, and it's just a really wonderful honoring of Danny Barker. So thank you for indulging me that. Roger's next with Swing Shift. Greg Schultz will be in at 10 with Jazz Lives. And we're going to first hear this. He mentioned Wynonie Harris, and I've played some stuff by him before, so we're going to play another one to go out. Wynonie Harris, Don't Roll Those Bloodshot Eyes at Me.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Thank you. guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me, I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
I lost a friend I thought good and true, without any warning, since yesterday morning. I'm queen of the blue, now my eyes are all glassy, but I ain't had a drink. Spent 24 hours just trying to think, why did he leave me? Why did he leave me bluer than blue? Is life a disease? Makes you grieve, lose all ambition, have run down condition. My mind's insane, my heart's aflame. I miss him so. Oh, yes, I know. No other love song will I ever sing. Blues in my heart will always ring. Why did he leave me? Why did he leave me? Blue than blue.
Down because it is 8:59. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. That's the great Lil Hardin doing Bluer Than Blue, one time wife of Louis Armstrong. Before that, we heard Winoni Harris, Don't Roll Those Bloodshot Eyes at Me. Thank you again for listening tonight and for your kind attention and your, as always, your support of KGNU. We'll go out with a little something else here. Frankie and his Louisianans.
Somebody stole my gal, somebody stole my pal, my pal. Somebody came and took her away, they're never even, said they were leaving. The kisses I love so, she's getting a wine, no boy I know. She knowing that she would come to me, and she could see, but don't believe she see me. Lonesome, broken, hearted fell, somebody else stole my girl.
Support comes from Tatakin Tree, serving the Colorado Front Range. Tatakin provides full-service tree care, including tree preservation, planting, and a holistic approach to pest and disease management. For more information, call 303-554-7035 or visit tadikentree.com. Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, celebrating Bossa Nova on a delightful evening in Rio de Janeiro, featuring five Brazilian master musicians and American tenor sax Harry Allen, on Thursday, September 15. Tickets and information can be found at newmantix.com or by calling 303-871-7720.
Swing Shift from the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. And I want to thank Joanne Cole for a great Roots of Jazz lead-in show for Swing Shift. So stay tuned for an hour of swing music. Swing Shift from the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, and then Greatest Hits of 42. Roger at the microphone tonight, and as usual, I like to open up with the theme song, Swing Shift, from the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. I was feeling a little nostalgic when I put together the show for tonight, and decided I'd reach back into history and play the top songs from 1942, 80 years ago. War had just begun, and a lot of songs from bands that were very popular and kept up the morale of citizens and troops during that period of time. So I want to start off with what was the number. Where did my list go? There it is. Number 17. I would have gone for the top 20, but I only have an hour to play. So number 17, I Don't Want to Walk Without You, Harry James and his orchestra, vocals by Helen Forrest, and a tune written by Jules Stein and Frank Lesser. Then Praise the Lord, Pass the Ammunition, number 16, Kay Kaiser and his orchestra with vocals by the Glee Club, another tune written by Frank Lesser, and another one of those tunes with a war sort of theme. And number 15, When the Lights Go On Again All Over the World,